The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from the outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine?" Thus, he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these come from within, and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I'd tell you a little bit about our first reading from the first book of Kings, because it tells of the visit of the Queen of Sheba to the court of King Solomon. And you might have noticed Jesus talks about that. It shows up in three of the four Gospels. And he says, at the judgment, the Queen of the South will arise with this generation, and she will condemn it, because she traveled from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And you have a greater than Solomon here. Sheba was just south of Israel. It's what's today Yemen. But the visit, the state visit of the Queen of Sheba to the court of King Solomon, represents the high water mark of all of Israel's history. Because Solomon's retinue has grown great, the temple's been built, his fame has spread far and wide, and it says when the Queen of Sheba witnessed Solomon's great wisdom, the palace that he built, the food at his table, she said, "The report that I heard in my country about everything about you and your deeds and your wisdom, it's all true." The high water mark in all of Israel's history, and you know what happened next. I've told you this before. You know what happened next. It all fell apart. Let's talk about why, okay? Let's talk about why. Moses, back in the book of Deuteronomy, had three rules for kings. Number one, a king must not multiply for himself horses. Number two, a king must not multiply for himself wives. Number three, for himself, a king must not multiply silver and gold. So you know what King Solomon did? He got for himself after this 12,000 horses, 700 wives. Now think about that. I don't know where he even put all those ladies. You need a couple of high rises, right? And 666 gold talents. Everything fell apart because Solomon gave his heart to power, pleasure, and money. And what happened afterwards is unprecedented in all of Israel's history up until this time. Solomon, he built temples to pagan gods, including the Canaanite god Moloch, who's worshipped by human sacrifice. And the kingdom was divided in two, and it was conquered by his enemies. Where did it all start? Where did it all start? In the depths of the heart. So Jesus talks about the depths of the heart today. And he says, nothing that comes from outside can defile you. In Israel's history, in the Old Testament, there were all kinds of things that came from outside that could defile you. You could be impure by touching a dead body, or even touching a tombstone, or coming into contact with any kind of excreting bodily fluids of all sorts. I won't get too descriptive there. And including touching unclean animals, that is, animals that are unclean, unable to eat. All these things would defile you. But Jesus says, that's, none of that really defiles you. What defiles you is what comes from your heart. And this follows immediately on what Jesus said in the gospel yesterday. If you remember the gospel yesterday. In the gospel yesterday, the scribes and the Pharisees criticized Jesus and his followers because they took their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. And just a moment's reflection will tell you that it is much more difficult to uproot from your heart every unworthy thought and desire. It's a lot easier just to wash your hands before dinner. Right? What Jesus asks of us is a very, very high standard. And so my little thought for the day, it's a combination of what happened to King Solomon together with what Jesus says here in the gospel. And that is, namely, one of the ways that we guard our hearts for God is by keeping them very simple and unattached. Take a look at the lives of the saints, and you'll find that they lived very simple lives. Simple food, simple clothing, very few possessions. Whatever they had excess for their own income, they gave it away to people in need. Why is that? Is there something wrong with God's good creation and the beautiful things that people can make with their hands? No. No, nothing wrong with that at all. It's just that it's so easy for our hearts to go from the love of God to the love of things we can see. Okay? That is why not only do we need to imitate the lives of the saints in voluntary and willed simplicity, but maybe more to the point for all of us, I've come to recognize that when God wants to keep a soul close to himself and keep him on a short leash, he allows that soul to feel constantly the pinch of need. You know, St. Paul once prayed that God would take a thorn out of his side. And God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you, whatever that thorn in his side was. But there's a thorn in all of our sides. If you're the friend of God, he's not going to let you be so abundant with all the blessings of the world. He's not going to let you forget about him. So you know what we need to do? Learn a lesson from King Solomon of old and learn to trust God in his providence. Our hearts are the only things that we have that God really wants. Let's trust that he's allowing all things in this life to pass, that he might keep our hearts for himself. Amen.